tons of unused and expired medications made their way this weekend from medicine cabinets to an incinerator. Federal officials collected the prescription drugs to raise awareness about the damage they can do to people and the environment. Reporter Shannon Mullen stopped by a collection site in Massachusetts.
Cindy Colby's medicine cabinet has been full of unused and expired prescription pills for years. Over the weekend, she finally cleaned them out and brought them to a collection center in Salisbury, Massachusetts, a beach town north of Boston. It was one of thousands police and federal agents set up across the country for anonymous drug disposal.
But I have Adderall, Concerta, and then there's some Pravastatin and, you know, back pain stuff and, you know, Duda.
Colby didn't want to flush the drugs down the toilet with all the recent studies on the dangers of pharmaceuticals getting into the environment. But her husband, Harry, says they didn't want them in the house either, posing a different risk.
We have our grandson in and out. That's 13. That's prime age. We're looking in the medicine cabinet.
The take-back program is part of a bigger fight against the country's spiraling scourge of prescription drug abuse. The Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, organized the effort with local police. In Salisbury, Police Chief David L'Esperance says his officers deal with the collateral crimes addicts commit on a daily basis.
You know, high domestic violence rate, larcenies, robberies. It doesn't matter what economic level you're at. This stuff gets a hold of you. It's all over. So
L'Esperance lost his own son 3 years ago. The 20-year-old took a lethal combination of prescription painkillers.
He actually lost four other friends to overdoses. He was the fifth one in a very short period of time.
So this is more than just a professional battle for you.
Yeah, I mean, this is a little personal battle, yeah.
And it's a nationwide epidemic. Federal officials cite a 400% increase in treatment admissions in the last decade. Special Agent Stephen Durr runs the DEA's New England division. He says limited resources make it tough to fight such a far-reaching problem, but at least the take-back program has measurable results.
This isn't the end-all to beat-all, but if we can get drug medication out of the medicine cabinet, that's one less opportunity for the drug user. This is just one method that we're trying to prevent the abuse of prescription medication.
In just the New England states, police and DEA agents collected more than 22,000 pounds of prescription drugs. That's over 11 tons they say will be incinerated instead of abused, flushed down toilets, or tossed in landfills. The National Haul is still being tallied. Special Agent Durr admits it'll add up to only a small percentage of what's out there. But he says the effort got people talking about drug abuse and taking action to prevent it.
We're also hoping that the law will get changed, that there'll be a method that you and I will be able to turn our medications back into our doctor, our pharmacist, and things of that nature.
And you can't do that right now?
We can't do that right now.
State and federal laws in the works could change that and shift the responsibility for drug take-back programs to drug makers. At the DEA collection site in Salisbury, Massachusetts, Ann Donovan dropped off her late husband's cancer medications that she's had for 2 years.
I had them way up in the top of the closet. I had some of them in the freezer because I didn't want the kids to get at them.
Donovan has 10 grandchildren. She says she lost her husband before his time, and that was hard enough. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.